Yeah, yeah. I'm taking my freedom.
Welcome to the Balanced, Beautiful, and Abundant Show. My name is Rebecca Whitman, and I'm a success mentor. I believe there are 7 pillars of success: your spiritual life, your physical fitness, your emotional, romantic, mental, social, and finally, your financial life. When you get all 7 areas in alignment, you are balanced, beautiful, and abundant. I learned this the hard way. I've always made money. Unfortunately, I spent so much time making money that I never had time for the rest of my life. So, despite not having financial worries, I was never happy. I wanted romance, but I didn't have time to date. I wanted to be in great shape, but I couldn't find a moment to go to the gym. I wanted a more spiritual life, but I didn't meditate. That also takes time. I wanted to read great books and fill my mind with deep thoughts, but I never made the time. I wanted a great social life, not just going to work-related events. Emotionally, I was a wreck because my life was totally out of balance. Today, I earn more money than I ever have in my life, and I work only part-time. I have the relationship of my dreams. I'm in the best physical shape of my life. I'm spiritually grounded. I feel fulfilled mentally, socially, and emotionally. My life is in perfect alignment. This podcast will help you discover where your life is out of balance. My mission is to support you in achieving work-life balance so that you can have more fun and freedom in life. On my show, you will get to learn from experts in all 7 areas of abundance. My guests have achieved tremendous success in their zone of genius. Are you ready to go to a level 10 in all 7 areas of life? You got this.
You're listening to the BM Global Network with 25 years in broadcast, audio, and video production. Our passionate team creates content and marketing for the world of internet talk radio. If you've got a passion, come join us at bmglobalnetwork.com. The BM Global Network, your voice is now heard.
Welcome to Balanced, Beautiful, and Abundant. Host Rebecca Whitman believes that there are 7 pillars of success: your spirituality, fitness, emotions, romance, mental, social, and finally, your financial life. When you get all 7 areas in alignment, you are balanced, beautiful, and abundant. So come join the conversation and welcome the host of Balanced, Beautiful, and Abundant, Rebecca Whitman.
Welcome to the Balanced, Beautiful, and Abundant Show. I'm your host, Rebecca Whitman, and we are coming to you live from the Bold Brave TV network. We are going to have an amazing show today. The topic is youthful aging. How would you like to age backwards? How would you like to live to over 100? Well, we have a guest coming on today named Jay Bradley, and he is going to talk about exactly that. He's going to talk about youthful aging. Before I introduce Jay, I wanted to talk about a groundbreaking book. It's called Blue Zones by Dan Buettner. And Dan takes a scientific look at why people in certain regions of the world are living longer than other regions of the world. And he studied all of their habits and ways of being, and he came up with a list of why these people are living to over 100 years old. And I wanted to share that list with you before we introduce our guest, Jay Bradley. So the first thing that people do, well, the areas of the world where people are living to over 100, the blue zones, are number 1, Okinawa, Japan; number 2, Sardinia, Italy; number 3, Nicoya, Costa Rica; number 4, Ikaria, Greece; and number 5, Loma Linda, California. So this is what they have in common. The first thing is they move naturally. They're not doing Barry's boot camp or HIIT training. They're not doing sprints, and they're not competing for bodybuilding competitions. They are walking, gardening, cycling, doing things that are enjoyable, but that are consistent, flowing movement. So that's actually really good for some of us who hate exercise. You don't have to do a crazy workout. Just do something that gets your blood flowing and gets you moving consistently that you enjoy, even if it's just taking a walk with your dog. The second thing they do is they know their purpose. I always say, know your why. They don't live life just to live. They have reasons to live. A lot of their reasons have to do with spirituality and community and being of love and service, but they have a purpose in life. What is your why? What is your purpose? What gets you up in the morning? If you don't know, let's talk about it. Let's get on a breakthrough call. If you have a purpose in life, it makes you live longer. Number three, they know how to kick back. They have downtime. So living in the big cities, everything's fast, 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 and faster. I know I'm visiting Manhattan this week, and the pace is like, whoo, it is breakneck. So when people are going so fast, they're actually going to age faster because it causes stress, which creates cortisol in the body, which causes you to have more health issues. So make sure you have downtime. And if you don't have it naturally because you're type A, then schedule downtime. That's something that I personally am working on, is scheduling downtime, because I can have myself so scheduled that I don't get to enjoy downtime. And it's very important if you want to live a long life. The next thing they do is they eat less. So I had a guest on this podcast, the Balanced, Beautiful, and Abundant Show, and she talked about intuitive eating. And she says, you stop, if 10 is Thanksgiving full, oh my God, I'm going to pass out, I have food coma, you stop at 7. So this author, Dan Buettner, said stop at 80% full. And that's what these people do who are living to over 100 years old. They don't eat until they have food coma. They eat just to be satiated. So another thing they do, which I'm going to talk to my guest about, is they do fasting. They don't eat all day. They have either a day a week off where they fast for spiritual reasons, or they do intermittent fasting just naturally where they eat later in the day, or they stop eating earlier in the evening. And that gives their digestive system a rest, and that helps with aging. The next thing they do is they eat less meat. So they eat vegetables, legumes, whole grains, nuts, and fish. And I know this is very controversial because of the whole paleo, bulletproof lifestyle, you know, meat and fat is like good. It is good short term, but the whole keto thing long term can be really hard on your body. I know for me, I've shared about in this podcast before that it blew up my gallbladder, because your gallbladder digests fat. And my gallbladder just couldn't take it anymore. And it literally had to be removed. So the people who live over 100 in the blue zones, they are not eating a lot of meat. They are getting healthy fats, however, from nuts and fish. So it is okay to eat fat, just the right kinds of fat. They do not drink heavily. They don't do the work hard, play hard, you know, working for the weekend, work Monday through Friday so they can blow their paycheck and get wasted on Friday and Saturday. That's not what they're doing. They are drinking, but they're drinking in moderation. So it's very important to do everything in moderation. The next thing they do is they have faith. So when I teach my pillars of abundance, spirituality is the first pillar. The people in these communities that are living over 100, the blue zones, they have a spiritual practice. They have faith in a power greater than themselves. They call it all different names, but they have a spiritual path, and that is helping them live longer. I like to say there's only two things you need to know about your higher power. One is that there is one, and two, and that it's not you. And they have faith in a power greater than themselves. The next thing they do is they have love in their lives, whether it's family, whether it's community, whether it's being of love and service to their neighbors. It's not all about acquisition and getting and consumerism and me, more, which is what we're taught to do in Western society. They're more about being of love and service, having time, talking to people, getting to know people, getting to know their neighbors. They're not rushing around so fast that if somebody asks them for help, they're like, I gotta go, I can't answer that question. They're not like that. They take time, they know each other, they help each other, they love each other. And love is the, I like to say, whatever the question is, love is the answer. And if we could just love more, we would live longer. Because if you think about fear, which I like to say is false evidence appearing real, fear creates stress in the body, which creates dis-ease in the body. Our cells feel the stress, the anxiety, the fear. So if we can switch our minds from the fear channel to the love channel, our cells feel it, our blood feels it. Everything works better when we are coming from a loving place, when we are calm, when we are not stressed, when we are in happiness, appreciation, gratitude. All these feelings come from love. So you're either on the love channel or the fear channel. And if you want to live to be over 100, I can help you turn from the fear channel to the love channel. And I would love to get with you on a breakthrough call and see how we can make that happen. So in just a couple seconds, we're going to commercial break. But when we come back, we're going to hear from a really special guest. His name is Jay Bradley. He's the creator of Chakra Balms. He can help you age gracefully. He calls it youthful aging. We're going to talk to him about breath work and all the different modalities he can use to help you age backwards. So we'll see you in a couple minutes when Jay Bradley comes on.
What if there were a super tiny device that could diagnose the brain and is smaller than a single human hair? What if you could see inside the brain to help an epilepsy patient during surgery or to help the fight against Parkinson's disease? Dr. Patricia Broderick is proud to announce the Broderick Probe, a biomedical and electronic breakthrough. Imagine a probe to help with the understanding and potential cure of brain-related diseases. To learn more, listen live to the Easy Sense Radio Show with host Dr. Broderick, Wednesdays, 7 p.m. Eastern on the Bold Brave Media Network and TuneIn Radio. And to help support the Broderick Foundation, please go to EasySense.com and learn how, with your help, we can fight these horrific brain disorders. That's EasySense.com to learn more and help support the Broderick Foundation. Author, radio show host, and coach John M. Hawkins reveals strategies to help gain perspective, build confidence, find clarity, achieve goals. John M. Hawkins' new book, Coached to Greatness, Unlock Your Full Potential with Limitless Growth, published by iUniverse. Hawkins reveals strategies to help readers accomplish more. He believes the book can coach them to greatness. Hawkins says that the best athletes get to the top of their sport with the help of coaches, mentors, and others. He shares guidance that helps readers reflect on what motivates them, rediscover and assess their core values, philosophies, and competencies, find settings that allow them to be the most productive, and track their progress towards accomplishing goals. Listen to John Hawkins' My Strategy, Saturdays, 1 p.m. Eastern on the BBM Global Network, and tune in
Welcome radio. Back to the Balanced, Beautiful, and Abundant Show. We're taking you from burned out and overwhelmed to balance, beautiful, and abundant. And we're coming to you live from Bold Brave TV. We are here in the studio with our guest, Jay Bradley. Jay is the founder of Breathe On It, the creator of Chakra Balms, and the author of Live, Look, Feel, the 12-week guide to live longer and feel better. Jay has helped thousands of people using breath work and other healing modalities. Welcome to the Balanced, Beautiful, and Abundant Show, Jay.
Hello, Rebecca. It's so good to be here. Thank you so much. Your intro was awesome, by the way. I was mentioning I felt so much more relaxed after hearing you speak. So thank you.
You're welcome. I'm so glad you liked it. It's so great to have you on the show. And tell us your story. How did you get to be someone who heals people? And how did you get to be on your path of coaching and healing and breath work and chakra work and all this cool stuff that you're doing?
Yeah. Similar to all of us, you know, we teach based on our own experiences. And, you know, growing up as a really sick kid in small town Canada who was constantly bullied and dealt with, you know, self-worth issues and chronic illness. It was just a process, years and years of working on myself, of figuring out my worth, of really, you know, busting through some of those barriers and struggles. And then really early on learning about, first of all, my physical health, like what the heck is going on here? What can I do to feel better? I had chronic infections and allergies and earaches and, you know, a lot of other stuff, which, by the way, I've learned is largely connected to emotions too, right?
Yeah.
But as a kid, we don't know that. We just know we're really sick and not well. And I had depression on and off too for decades, really. So how I came to helping people is just learning how to take care of myself and learning that, holy smokes, I can actually feel better. These things I'm doing little by little are helping. And wow, wouldn't it be great to share this with the world? And I think my biggest mission is kind of, if I can, fast tracking people's path to whether it be success or most importantly, joy, happiness, peace. And I know I can do that with some of the tools that I spent, decades, let's say 45 years. I've been on the journey a long time. my mission really is being able to help people in that way. And throughout this journey, I did a lot of things, you know, was a personal trainer, massage therapist, health and wellness coach, and then, you know, hypnotherapist, Reiki master, and now I've been focused largely on breath work as a modality. But really, I started with body, moved into the whole body, mind, and spirit thing. And as you know, and as you said so beautifully, it's really an inside job, and it all counts. But I think what I got most excited about was, let's go to where it starts on the inside and the emotions, like you said, the love and finding a balance there. And then the rest is icing.
That's right. So you were sick as a kid. Did you live in a very stressful household, or was it just your own inner kind of your own inner demons that was making you feel so much dis-ease?
Yeah, my household was not toxic per se. I mean, look, we all have our stories. Did I get the love, nurturing, and support that I needed? Probably not. So I did feel quite alone. And I felt like I was dealing with a lot of emotional heaviness, even as a gay kid who was bullied. There was a lot of stuff that I had to figure out myself. And I just kind of stored it inside.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm pretty sure that's largely related. So there was a lot of toxicity outside of me in my community and, you know, mentality around me. So and I'm sure you know this. I didn't realize it at the time, but it's super empathic, right? Picking up energy, not realizing what's mine, what's not. So it got really confusing. So I had to do a really large cleanse and detox and rebalancing, which of course I'm still doing.
Yeah. Well, I'm so sad that happened to you, but thank God in this current generation of young kids, it's getting so much better where it's like the kids are gender fluid and non-binary, and it's like a whole different world. And it's almost like our generation had to go through so much, you know, just to pave the way for the future generations to have more freedom and expression and their self and their sexuality. So, you know, I'm really sorry you had to go through all that. So let's talk about some of the different paths that you have explored toward healing that has helped you and your clients. You said you work with different healing modalities. What are some of the most potent ones that you practice?
Yeah, well, the number one tool I do for emotional, spiritual health and physical, actually, and that's, I think, why I like it so much, is breath work. Breath work is a term used for various styles. I know you've had other breath work teachers and healers on.
Yeah.
This particular three-part breath is beautiful because it helps the body physically, helps detox, helps bring in more alkalinity, helps the brain function, helps physical pain, and releasing serotonin, oxytocin, even DMT, which is known as dimethyltryptamine. So these all kind of help to relax and release the body. And then the most exciting part is the emotional component. You know, people don't realize, you know, what we're walking around with.
Yeah.
Think everything's fine. I'm busy. I'm good. I have this. you lay down, do some breathing, it's like you either feel all this anger or rage or really profound sadness, maybe for some people, or maybe just really reconnecting to and remembering what it's like to feel joy and gratitude. We forget mm-hmm. that too.
Mm-hmm.
So I think there's a lot of excitement around breath work helping you. And then spiritually it helps to open and align these energy points where we store some of the stuck emotion. Yeah.
So what is a three-part breath? Like how do you teach the beginner about breath work?
Yeah. Well, the beauty is if you have two lungs and a heart, which most of us do, you can breathe. And the three-part is a simple process, and I love it. I've tried various styles, and why I like it is it once you get it, it flows almost like a figure eight. And it's all in and out of the mouth. And the first inhale is in the belly, which is so important, right? Our second brain is there, all our immunity, everything. And so we breathe into the belly first. And then we breathe into the heart center. And then out. So it's like half inhale belly, half inhale chest. And out.
So yeah, it's like starting from the belly, going up to the heart, and then out of the mouth, like a circle.
Exactly. It's called conscious circular or conscious breathing. And it's beautiful because it opens up those lower energy points. And there's emotion in all parts of our body, right? And we hold, different people hold tension in different parts. And this accesses the entire body. So by the end, you're cracked open, and then you're able to even receive some of the other beautiful, like hypnosis, for example. Some people are like, I can't be hypnotized. I can't go into a hypnotic induction. But when you do breath work, you're automatically in that zone. A lot of people can't meditate. I was one of them. Breath work is an active meditation. So yeah. You get the results that you want for those who can't meditate. And, you know, really any affirmations that you feed in after you do breathing really soaks in beautifully and overrides the conscious mind.
I'm a huge believer in affirmations. In the book I wrote, How to Make a Six-Figure Income Working Part-Time, there are 21 amazing affirmations. So if you were to say affirmations, would they be as you're doing the circular breathing, or would it be like after, when you're done with the class and people are kind of like just relaxed?
Yeah, that's a great question. I like to do them after. I like to mm-hmm. do about 24 to 28 minutes of breathing. I do it mm-hmm. to music just because it takes your mind off of things, takes you on a journey. And once you're in that beautiful relaxation state, it's a perfect time to talk to yourself, to give yourself some love. I use Ho'oponopono, which is a wonderful
mm-hmm.
self-love and forgiveness technique. We can send that to other people, other areas of our life, and taking that time for the meditation or affirmations after. It's a beautiful combination. And I have to say, permanently, I've seen permanent shifts in myself and other people. And that's a big statement, but I think we're all looking for that, right? Something that's going to change us forever.
Oh, yeah.
I really believe that this is one of those modalities.
So how many times a week does someone have to practice breath work to see a difference?
Great question. I mean, you know, it's even once can be life-changing.
Wow.
However, I always suggest people do at least 4 or 5 sort of intense sessions, and then, you know, do some sort of breathing practice at least once a week if they're doing a full session, which can be a 45 minutes or so, or they can do a shorter version daily if that's something they want to do. But yes, of course, super important to stay in the flow, because like anything, we got to recharge our batteries, our spiritual batteries, emotional batteries. And so even once or twice a week is enough to keep you in that zone. That's what I do right now, 1 or 2 times a week.
So what do you do when you do your breath work class and you're feeling like all this happiness and bliss, and then you'll get that phone call or you'll get caught in a traffic jam or something happens to derail you? How do you get back on your spiritual track, so to speak?
Yeah, certainly happens. Well, I personally use the breath, number one. I will even do something like box breathing, which is just, you know, breathe in 4, hold for 4, release for 4, hold at the bottom of 4. Something where I'm just like, okay, breathe, Jay.
I heard Navy SEALs did box breathing to relax before they did a mission. Is that true? Did you hear that too?
I haven't, but I'm not surprised. It's one of the best ways to engage that parasympathetic nervous system, just kind of reduce that fight or flight. Mm-hmm. So something like that. I mean, the other thing that happens as you breathe, as you do this particular modality, is you are able more and more to practice removing yourself, right? Becoming the observer, similar to people who meditate all the time. It becomes a lot easier to just step away. But don't be fooled. I'll talk to myself. I'm going to be like, Jay, there is a part of you right now that is feeling really anxious and really stressed, right? Can we talk to that person? I will take time and have conversations and really tune in, because I won't identify as, oh my God, I'm that anxious person, but there's a part of me. And I like to do some cognitive stuff. Like, I like to go back to, like, what was it? Maybe it was the traffic, like you said, or maybe it was that phone call you had, you know, an hour ago that you thought wasn't significant. But these little things can shift our mood and our thought process, can't they?
Yeah, let's talk about box breathing before we go to our commercial break. So it's inhale, hold for 4 seconds, or it's inhale for 4 seconds, then you hold for 4 seconds, then you exhale for 4 seconds, and then you just wait 4 seconds?
Yeah, hold it at the bottom. You could do 5 seconds, 6 seconds, 8 seconds. I mean, the more the better, but I say four because it's pretty achievable. And usually like to breathe in the nose. Breathing out the mouth is fine for that, but in the nose helps to relax the system.
All right. Well, you heard it. Box breathing. If it works for the Navy SEALs, it should definitely work for us. So we're going to cut to a commercial break. I'm Rebecca Whitman, your host of the Balanced, Beautiful, and Abundant show. We're taking you from burned out and overwhelmed to balanced, beautiful, and abundant, coming to you live from Bold Brave TV, and we'll be right back.
Did you know that your beliefs create your entire reality, but it's the subconscious beliefs that do most of the creating? Belief shifter and life coach Shiraz can help you identify those limiting beliefs and eliminate them, often in a single session.
Like, it was almost instant, like I had relief right away.
Creating better health, relationships, careers, and finances. Let Shiraz help you step out of safety and into awareness.
Definitely something's happening. It's like a flow inside. Yeah, it feels good.
Whether in person or online, Shiraz provides personal coaching, belief shifting. Visit Shiraz at energeticmagic.com or call 416-529-7429. Energetic Magic on the BBM Global Network, Tuesdays at 7 p.m. Eastern. Find your greater happiness. Be well. Be aware. Be magical.
Are you struggling to care for elderly parents or a spouse? Do you wonder if being a caregiver is making you sick? Are you worried about taking time off work to care for elderly parents and balance work, life, and caregiving? Has caregiving become exhausting and emotionally draining? Are you an aging adult who wants to remain independent, but you're not sure how? I'm Pamela D. Wilson. Join me for the Caring Generation radio show for caregivers and aging adults, Wednesday evenings, 6 Pacific, 7 Mountain, 8 Central, and 9 Eastern, where I answer these questions and share tips for managing stress, family relationships, health, well-being, and more. Podcasts and transcripts of the Caring Generation are on my website, PamelaDWilson.com, plus my caregiving library, online caregiver support programs, and programs for corporations interested in supporting working caregivers. Help, hope, and support for caregivers is here on The Caring Generation and PamelaDWilson.com.
Welcome back to the Balanced, Beautiful, and Abundant Show. I'm Rebecca Whitman, your host, and we are coming to you live from Bold Brave TV. Well, here's the question of the day, Jay. What is youthful aging, and how can we youthfully age? Is it even possible? Those two words are kind of like a dichotomy. So tell us about your philosophy of youthful aging.
Yeah, I purposely came up with that. I'm sure it's been used before, but I didn't really like the idea of anti-aging because it's fighting against something, right?
Right.
Which is essentially a similar thing. But youthful aging to me just means we're going to be the best we can at any age. Hopefully we'll turn back the clock. Hopefully we extend our life and we look and feel the best we can at any
age. I think we need to go on a field trip to Loma Linda, California. See what they're doing.
I was asking you, like, what am I doing in Palm Springs? I'm moving. There's so many factors and so many variables, but I love what you mentioned at the very beginning of the show, and some of that is so important. And you know, the reason we age, I think number one factor is stress. Mm-hmm. Stress, and even stress we don't even know we have, which is the fascinating part, you know. And stress can be related to our family stories, to our triggers, to all of those things that cause us to react and tighten up and restrict. And so, yeah, getting in touch with stress is number one. And how do we do that? Sometimes my biggest solution is a nap.
Yes.
Right? Rest. And proper sleep as well. And, you know, I'm happy to offer tools and solutions for, you know, with superfoods and other things that can help with sleep, but deep, restful sleep, taking a nice short escape to turn off our mind during the day is, in my mind, imperative. I know something about everybody can nap. And then any sort of healing, breath work, of course, for me is the number one tool to really release and get heart-centered, like you said, reconnecting with love, with mission, with your why, feeling re-inspired. There's nothing worse, and I know from personal experience, you know, not really wanting to get out of bed because there was not much connection to something deeper.
Yeah.
So that is a definite. You know, I am big on superfoods. I know that.
Let's hear about them.
Yeah, I think when we first met, we were comparing smoothies, right? Morning smoothies.
We were. It's like, I'm your smoothie recipe. I want to know.
She was like one-upping me. Like, oh, yeah, well, I did this, this, and this.
My smoothie's better than your smoothie.
Yeah, exactly. It actually sounded pretty amazing. But so here's the thing. How do we eat less, like we talked about in the beginning of the show? We eat less by feeding our body with nutrient-dense foods or nutrients. So I love, and I'm a big believer in taking raw organic superfood powders or something that's condensed where we're getting nice pure energy from natural sources, from food, and bringing that into our body. Because let's face it, first of all, we're not eating a well-balanced diet. We're busy and it's not always available to us.
Yeah.
And even, you know, we're not certainly not always getting organic, clean food. So the idea of bringing this in, it's really like a safety net. It's like, you know, engulfing your cells with this beautiful, these nutrients. And then the offset of that is we're not as hungry. People are always amazed. Like I work out 5 or 6 days a week and I say that I eat one meal a day. And people are like, how is that? You're, you know, so big, you're muscular. I'm just not that hungry. And I'm sure it's because of these superfoods. So
tell us some, give us some of your favorite superfoods.
Yeah. So I'm a big believer in doing some sort of wonderful smoothie, like we talked about in the morning. And I try to throw everything in that one smoothie. So I know I like checked it off my list. Some sort of raw vegan protein. Doesn't have to be vegan, but I think the more plant-based we can get, the better.
What's your favorite protein powder?
Yeah. So I've switched over the years, but right now I use cachava.
Oh, cool. I haven't heard that one.
Yeah, it's a tribal superfood, and nice. It has probiotics, prebiotics. It has all sorts of organic fruits and veggies. Quite powerful, actually, and it tastes delicious. There's vanilla or chocolate.
How do you spell that?
So it's K-A apostrophe C-H-A-V-A.
Oh, neat. Okay, cool. I have to check that out.
Tastes amazing. I serve it to all my friends when they come over and they're like, oh, this is so good. So, and of course, I don't stop there. I love to add chlorella and spirulina.
Mm-hmm.
Additionally, because those are some of the original superfoods on the earth. And they mimic pretty closely our red blood cells. And so just, you know, helping to detox the body, that brings great detox. And then the other thing I love is bringing in some organic mushroom powders.
Oh yeah. What's your favorite these days?
Yeah, I take something from Live Ultimate and they combine 7 organic mushrooms in a powder and I add that to my smoothie. You know, this has turkey tail, oyster, reishi, cordyceps, chaga, and lion's mane, and probably 1 or 2 others.
You know, what's really trendy in LA is chaga lattes. Is that trendy in Palm Springs too?
It's not, but get this, I'm from Canada originally, and one of my friends, I think he was 11 at the time, he's like, but let's go out and pick some chaga. And we went out because it grows on birch trees. And I had no idea. So we literally went and boiled it and made some tea. And so who knew that this, you know, this growth on trees can be such a potent antioxidant.
Yeah, it's amazing. I love mushrooms because they're adaptogens. So whatever is deficient in your body, whether it's your immune system or respiratory or heart, they go in and they bolster whatever is deficient, which is so amazing.
It is amazing, isn't it? And they found that they actually can grow in nuclear reactors. So what does that tell you? We're getting radiation all the time through various things in our life. So it helps to offset that too. So, and boosting immunity as well. And you mentioned adaptogens. I'm really big on adaptogens. We all need hormonal support and you know, support around de-stressing. So I have a few favorites for men in particular. I love maca, ashwagandha, and rhodiola.
Mm-hmm. I know about ashwagandha and maca. What is rhodiola?
Rhodiola is similar. It's an adaptogen herb, which they all do. They can help men in terms of like potency, sexuality and energy there, but they also help to offset stress with the adrenals and also energize you at the same time. So it's interesting, these adaptogens, they help you to sleep deeper, to get more restful, relaxed state, but they also can give you physical energy. So great, you know, before a workout and stuff like that as well.
That's great. Let's do a rhodiola shot and lift weights.
Yeah. Well, I always suggest changing it up.
That's true. I heard that from one of my nutritionists. He says, try to change like herbs every 3 months because your body kind of builds up an immunity. Do you agree?
I completely agree. And I know just from personal experience on my own body, you know, like you, I'm sure we use our own body as experiments sort of.
Yes.
And I found that, yes, 3 months is probably a good time to switch to another one and then go back and forth. So your body is always surprised by what you're putting in.
Exactly. It's all about shocking the body.
Yes. In a good way, right?
Yes. But you will not catch me in a cold plunge, even though that's supposed to be really good for you. They're not doing that in the Blue Zone, so I'm not going to do it. They seem way more chill there than like dunking themselves in an ice bath.
That is so true. Although I come from the land of the Danes, and you know, we used to do things like that, have a hot sauna and then jump in the snow. So I'm sure there's something to that, of course, reducing inflammation.
Sure.
Yeah.
But
I'm there with you.
If you can do an ice bath, more power to you. So I'm going to ask one more question. How can people find you? What can you offer my listeners? I know you were telling me on the break that you have a special gift.
I do. I want to help people to access that most important part, which is reconnecting with themselves and with love. So I want to offer a free downloadable breathwork session that they can do at home. And that's something I'll offer to your listeners.
I'm excited. I want to do it. I'm doing the audio breathwork thing too. So everyone get it. I'll be doing it with you. And then how can people stay in touch with you? Where are you hanging out online? Where can they find you?
Yeah, I do a lot on Instagram, and it's Breathe On It with J. It's Breathe On It with J. And then my website is where all my info is. It's breatheonit.net.
All right. Well, we will put that in the show notes. Thank you so much, Jay, for being on the show. It was such a fun and enlightening conversation. And you are just really inspiring me to go deeper into breathwork. It's something that keeps coming up. And I know when something keeps coming up over and over again, it means that that is my next step. And you are the second guest that's been a breathwork expert saying it changed their life. So that's why I'm excited to listen to your audio. And thank you for being on the Balanced, Beautiful, and Abundant Show. I'm Rebecca Whitman, your host. We are taking you from burned out and overwhelmed to balanced, beautiful, and abundant. And we're going to be right back in a couple minutes. Thanks again, Jay.
The opiate epidemic has reached crisis levels, and with so many families affected by addiction, opiate-related drug overdoses, and death, the time is now to have a real constructive conversation about addiction that could lead to better prevention, treatment, and recovery. Alan Charles, author and keynote speaker on drug abuse and prevention, presents The Alan Charles Show. Alan brings a message of hope, sharing his unbelievable story of surviving a 24-year addiction to cocaine and highlights from his memoir, Walking Out the Other Side, an addict's journey from loneliness to life. His raw honesty and courageous heart breaks the stigma of addiction and offers a unique perspective into the mind of an addict. Join Alan each week as he brings his listeners to a true understanding of the grip of addiction. It is only with this understanding that we can begin to heal. The Alan Charles Show, Thursdays at 9 p.m. Eastern on the BBM Global Network. Have you ever felt like no one is listening or you're not getting the honest attention you deserve? Do you even know the kind of attention you want or need? You are not alone. Alice Aspen March is here to help. Thanks to Alice, through her epiphany and research over the word attention, there are solutions to the attention dilemma. Worldwide audiences have been enthralled and engaged for over 40 years with her visionary and pioneering observations. The kind of attention we get and give is vital to improving our lives and society. Alice and her weekly guests review game-changing insights for transforming and improving our understanding of attention, providing techniques for creating healthier and empowering behavior. Get a new perspective on a mainstream word. Tune into Why Our Attention Matters for fresh and thought-provoking conversations every Tuesday at 3 p.m. Eastern on boldbravemedia.com and the TuneIn Radio app.
Welcome back to the Balanced, Beautiful, and Abundant Show. I'm your host, Rebecca Whitman. We are teaching you how to go from burned out to balanced, beautiful, and abundant. But wait, there's more Jay Bradley. He was like, Rebecca, I didn't get to talk about a couple more things that are really going to help your listeners out. So we're bringing him back. He was in his car pulling out of the parking lot. And he's like, hey, wait, I'm coming back into the studio to share a couple more things. So Jay, what are your thoughts on intermittent fasting?
Yes, I am all for it. I think, like you mentioned at the beginning of the show, the less we consume in terms of food, the better. And while we're, you know, making sure to get our nutrients and energy. So taking a break is super important, especially for those who are interested in leaning out, building lean muscle, burning fat, accessing those fat stores. Really important, 16 to 18 hours for men, generally 12 to 14 hours for women. It depends. But is that something you do, Rebecca?
I try to do it. There's a couple nights a week that are like later nights that I work late. But when I don't work late, I do try to do intermittent fasting. Not crazy like 16, but 12 to 14, like you said, because I heard for women, they don't need as many hours of intermittent fasting.
That's right. And, I'm even finding, yes, while they say no calories at all, black coffee or water is fine. I'm pretty convinced if you bring in a few little calories here and there, it's still working. It's the idea is just, can we, eat as little as possible during that phase, at least, especially for people who are already, feeling good already into a healthy lifestyle. And I think that's super important. And for those who want to boost it even more, of course, if they're doing cardio, doing HIIT cardio, which I know the blue zones say not to do. But we're in California, right? Doing HIIT or some sort of cardio on that fasted stomach.
Yes, fasting cardio is awesome. So HIIT, if you don't know, if you're listening, high intensity interval training. That's what I do 3 times a week. And I love it because if you have ADD like me, I do not want to do 45 minutes of cardio old school. I call that the supermodel workout, 45 minutes of cardio and abs. Like, I just can't do that anymore. It's not fun. It's way more fun to do HIIT training because every couple minutes you're changing from cardio to resistance. And it's just a really fun, high energy workout.
It really is. I teach one that's on the elliptical. I call it the Sprint 8. And, essentially you're upping the resistance a little bit. And at the 2 minute mark, you sprint for 30 seconds and then you cool down 90 and you sprint again. And it's really, like you said, 18 and a half to 20 minutes at the most. And you've sprinted 8 times during that. And it really is quite fascinating.
So tell us about chakra bombs. What are they?
Yeah, I got this beautiful download, which happens in breathwork. You start to tap into energy and creative ideas. And so I blended these beautiful custom essential oils, which I also think is super important, not only for the scent, but the power of these essential oils to heal and open the chakras. And so hand blend each one. There's seven main ones for the seven main chakras. And you just apply a little bit with the finger to each of your chakras before your spiritual practice, whatever that is, meditation, yoga, Pilates, breath work. And what people are finding is there's a real energy with the intention behind them. You can start to feel activation. You can start to feel buzzing, pulsating, amazing things happening. And I find people are really much more easily able to release some of that stored up tension in those energy points just by applying these balms. I love them. I'm proud of them. And my aunts made homemade salves and balms when I was growing
up. Wow. That sounds so good. So they're balmy. They're not like oils. They're like kind of like lip balms. You have one? Oh, those look so good.
Yeah. And so they're hand blended. What's that?
Oh yeah. They look like, you know, finger paints or something. Wow. Those look great.
Yeah. There's 100 to 120 drops of blended essential oils in each one. So we're not messing around here. I didn't want to make something that kind of smelled, you know, they're packed and they're really filled with a lot of richness. So.
Wow. That's so awesome. So could you put the chakra bomb on before your HIIT training class and get a spiritual awakening?
You know, you probably have not tried it. I'll be honest, I haven't tried it with my workouts. Why don't you try that and get back to me? I'll send you some.
Okay, send me some. I'll see if they even work in HIIT training. So,
but I will tell you when they're good. Well, sorry, but when you have to do a talk, you know, you apply some throat chakra.
Oh, it really opens up the channel. That's good. I'm going to be doing a talk next month at Columbia University. It's called Blue Talk Business Life Universe. It's kind of a spiritual version of a TED Talk. And I am going to put some chakra balm on my throat before I give that blue talk. That will be epic.
I will be sending you a set. I'll get your address later.
Oh, I'm so excited. That's my love language, you know, gifts and words of appreciation. So we're going to be new besties.
That. Yes, we absolutely will be, as long as you place your hand on my shoulder, because mine is touch.
Oh, for sure. I'll do more than that. I'll give you a hug.
Okay.
So last question, why do we need to move through resistance to find empowerment?
Big part of my message.
Yeah.
Because resistance keeps us playing small. Resistance keeps us stuck. Resistance helps us, disconnects us from our truth. And when we can move through or over and around anything, the resistance, we remember who we really are. And who we are is, as you know, man, when we can connect with that, we're so much more powerful. We're messengers, we're confident, and we get to share our gifts with the world. So I'd say it's a pretty big job, but it's the most important job we have.
I think resistance is something that helps us grow. People fear pain and they fear resistance. And kind of what you said, like when you first do breath work, people are on the run from pain, right? They're eating, they're drinking, they're shopping, they're gambling, they're having sex, or they're being compulsively busy and they're not feeling the pain, but it's like on the other side of this pain, on the other side of the resistance is the next level of their personal growth. Just like with weights, right? When you put heavy weights and you do resistance and your muscles grow, can you talk a little bit about how resistance is actually part of the spiritual path?
Yes, I love that. You said it so beautifully. I mean, I'm a big teacher on embracing and feeling the pain, not going around, not numbing ourselves. And, you know, the beauty of breath work is you can breathe right into it and feel so deeply what that's about. And that's the only way I say we feel it so we can heal it.
Yeah.
We can't go around anymore. We've all tried the numbing techniques. We've done all of that. So it takes courage. It takes energy.
Yeah.
But it's largely people who understand, wow, I have a bigger calling on this earth. I have, you know, I'm here for a reason and I want to start living it. It's those people who they're motivated, they're hardworking, and they know that there's got to be something as long as they can get through. And of course, resistance will always show up because, like you said, we're always pushing ourselves outside of our comfort zones. But it does get easier and easier when we can start to embrace that, the terror barrier, as Bob Proctor calls it. We become more comfortable in that unknown or in that growth.
Yeah, one of my favorite teachers said, we get more comfortable playing on the skinny branches of the tree, because that's where all the personal growth is, on the riskier parts of life outside of our comfort zone.
I love that so much. And that's where all the richness is. But I do feel that we can move through a lot of our resistance. You know, it starts out quite heavy. If we haven't done a ton of work, it's going to feel overwhelming at times. It might feel worse before it gets better. But boy, if we can keep it up, I do believe life can flow a lot more easily and we feel better most of the time.
I agree. My word for this year was playful, because I feel like I've done so much deep work on like my childhood trauma and all this pain. And it's like, I don't want to go back to those pain pockets like on a daily basis. I feel like I've purged a lot and now I just want to kind of stay in the flow and have fun and enjoy life and just be playful, because, you know, none of us are getting out of it alive, but we take it so seriously while we're here.
And that's a great reminder. And that's something I talk about too in the book is, yeah, it's just reminding ourselves, hey, not going to be here forever. It's okay to think about death, because it's actually a great motivator to like be here now. And that's funny, because my word has been fun this year as well. I just want to have more fun.
That's perfect that we connected on this podcast. So if you're listening, take a screenshot, tag me and Jay on Instagram. We'll definitely give you a shout out. If you're listening on Apple iTunes or Spotify, give us a great 5-star review. Thank you so much to our listeners. We love you so much. My name is Rebecca Whitman. I'm your host, taking you from burned out and overwhelmed to balanced, beautiful, and abundant. Goodbye again, Jay, but not for long. We'll be in touch. We're definitely going to stay friends, and I can't wait to get the chakra balms in the mail. And we're going to put a link in the show notes for any of the listeners to try out the chakra balms. And thanks again for being on our show.
Bye, everyone. Thanks.
Mike Zorich, a 3-time California state champion in Greco-Roman wrestling at 114 pounds. Mike, blind since birth, was born in Hartford, Connecticut. He was a 6-time national placer, including 2 seconds, 2/3, and 2/4. He also won the Veterans Folkstyle Wrestling twice at 152 pounds. In all these tournaments, he was the only blind competitor. Nancy Zorich, a creative spirit whose talents have taken her to the stage and into galleries and exhibitions in several states. Her father, a commercial artist who shared his instruments with his daughter and helped her fine-tune her natural abilities, influenced her decision to follow in his footsteps. Ms. Zorich has enjoyed a fruitful career doing what she loves. Listen Saturday mornings at 12 Eastern for the Nancy and Mike Show for heartwarming stories and interesting talk on the BBM Global. Dr. RC will share extraordinary resources and services that promote educational success, as well as making a difference in the lives of all social workers, as well as the lives of children, adolescents, and teens of today. She will have open discussions addressing many of the issues that we face about our youth and how being employed in the uniquely skilled profession of social work for over 18 years has taught invaluable lessons through her personal experiences. She will also provide real-life facts, examples, and personal stories that will confirm that why serving as a child advocate is extremely beneficial when addressing the needs of the whole child. Listen live to Dare to Soar, Saturdays, 10 a.m. Eastern on the BBM Global Network, and tune in radio as Dr. RC will provide thought-provoking information that will empower, encourage, and strengthen students, families, and communities across our nation. You can also visit her at soarwithkatie.com.
Welcome back. I'm Rebecca Whitman, your host of the Balanced, Beautiful, and Abundant Show, and we are coming to you live from the Bold Brave TV network. Wow, that was incredible. Jay shared so many great tips on how to age gracefully, or as he likes to call it, youthful aging. I don't even think we should call it aging at all. Why don't we just call it youthing? So why even call it aging? Because when you do what he was saying to do about the superfoods and the breath work and enjoying life more and not stressing so much, you will find yourself having the energy that you had when you were younger. I know that I have been drinking this amazing collagen, and the link is in my bio. And this collagen has helped my hair, my skin, my nails, and it's helped me lean out, and it's really helped me with my youthing. I actually look younger now. It's funny, I had a headshot photo done in 2017, and I just have one done this week, and I actually look younger now, 5 years later, because of the collagen I'm drinking, because of all the practices that Jay discussed, and because of what they're practicing in the blue zones, which I would encourage everyone, including myself, to go read that book by Dan Buettner, because it is literally giving you the roadmap on how to live to over 100 years old. So I would love to support you. I have opened up my schedule for 3 complimentary breakthrough calls this week. Breakthrough calls are usually $500, but I really feel the calling to support women to achieve their next best self. So I am offering 3 complimentary breakthrough calls this week. The link is in the bio. You get 45 minutes of coaching from me, and we get to discuss what part of your life is the most challenging and how we can overcome that together. So make sure you click that link in the bio and jump on those breakthrough calls, because you will definitely feel a shift and it will help you get to the next level. I'm also offering a free 45-minute masterclass called The 5 Steps to Creating a Six-Figure Side Hustle. I make it really simple and easy. The 5 steps that I've been doing to create a six-figure income working part-time for the past 15 years. And I break it down for you in such an easy, simple way on this free masterclass. The link is also in the bio. So we are really, really excited to have another incredible guest next week. We are interviewing someone who is an expert in having women over 40 feel empowered. She's going to be incredible. So set the time in your calendar. It's next Thursday, 12 p.m. Pacific, 3 p.m. Eastern. And her name is Lina. She's absolutely amazing. I met her on Clubhouse. And I'm so excited to interview her next week. I know she's going to bring you a lot of tips, just like Jay did. So we really appreciate your time. Let's stay in touch. Find me on social media at Rebecca E. Whitman on Instagram, at Rebecca E. Whitman on Clubhouse, and at Rebecca E. Whitman on Twitter. Share this show with a friend. I'm sure you know somebody that could go from burned out to balanced, beautiful, and abundant. My name is Rebecca Whitman. I'm your host, and we're so excited to be collaborating with the Bold Brave TV network. We'll see you next week for another inspiring episode.
Who says you can't have it all? I'm proof that you can. You just have to put your life into balance. Too much of anything, money, fitness, socializing, can overtake your life. When all 7 aspects of your life work in harmony, you will achieve the balanced, beautiful, and abundant life you've always dreamed of. Please subscribe to hear more inspiring interviews. Is there someone you know who could benefit from this podcast? Please share this podcast with them. Please review this podcast. Your feedback will help me target your needs and plan for upcoming shows that answer your questions and feature guest speakers that can make a big difference in your life. Follow me on Twitter and Instagram at Rebecca E. Whitman. Feel free to DM me to book a free balance assessment call. And don't forget, stay balanced, beautiful, and abundant. My life like it's holding.